May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. It was an imaginative or foolhardy Ordenand who chose to play Robbie Williams's Angels in the college chapel on the feast of St. Michael at about 7 a.m. His lyrics, however, might say a lot about the hold that angels have on our cultural, social, and emotional hinterland. Because I have been told that salvation lets their wings unfold. So when I'm lying on my bed, thoughts running through my head, and I feel that love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. Robbie's angel offers protection, the assurance that they're not forsaken, a blessing of love in weakness and pain. It's a song full of longing. It presumes that angelic affection is more constant than human love. Angels wing their way in and out of our lives. We speak of angels in our attitude to hospitality and kindness to strangers, to acts of generosity, whether intentional or spontaneous. We speak of guardian angels or of being angels. In the town of Guildford, there are street angels, volunteers who offer their love and care when men and women are vulnerable and in need. Late at night, after several drinks, cut off from friends. And we've probably never seen them. It's unlikely that we'll catch sight of the freshers' angels either, unless we find ourselves on the university campus this week. The Students' Union organise a programme whereby current students, easily recognisable in their angels' T-shirts, help people park, unload their stuff and get it to their room. In minutes, the car is empty and the process of unpacking and settling in can begin. Amidst the money worries, academic pressures, exciting opportunities and a longing to fit in, a freshers' angel can make all the difference. A friendly face, someone who remembers how daunting it is to be new, a fellow student. And we shouldn't underestimate either the role that we play in welcoming people into our life of worship and fellowship. This time of year, we particularly seek to welcome students, but being an inclusive body also means being attentive to all in our midst. Protection, acts of kindness, affection, ensuring safety. All those things are angelic traits. But as we celebrate this feast of St. Michael and all the angels, those characteristics are refined. As we look through the lens of the scriptures, we come to see angels as beings who are at God's command. They bring both strength and comfort. They direct our attention to heaven at times when we're feeling sceptical, struggling, or conflicted. We make links between angels and human acts of compassion, in part because of the biblical allusions. But scripture also opens up a more expansive vision, enabling us to think more deeply about God's ways with the world and our own participation in God's purposes. Angels inspire us with heavenly worship and earthly service. Angels act as messengers not only of God's will, but also as signs of God's presence. They worship God in heaven, but not in the same way as we do here on earth. We struggle to discern God's will. His praise is on our lips one moment, and the next, our minds are on something else. Angels reveal God's presence and proclaim his glory in a world where his truth is not fully apprehended. We are called to that work too. Yet sometimes our own agendas and interests can send us off track. This is why we set aside time, both privately and when we gather together week by week, to refocus our bodies and hearts, our souls and minds on God. The words we say, the postures we adopt, the praises we sing, the gifts we taste and touch, all enable us to align ourselves with God, preparing ourselves afresh for his service. Just as we have different gifts and personalities which contribute to our ministry and fellowship, so too do angels have distinct characters and roles. Angels communicate God's presence. It is Gabriel who acts as a herald of heaven, the one who reveals the mystery of the incarnation. His words resonate within us, perhaps, when we hear the bell ring the Angelus, as we recall his greeting, "Hail Mary, full of grace, blessed is the fruit of your womb." Words of proclamation also resound in praise in this place of worship, as we sing glory to God in the highest, peace to all people on earth. We sing not just words of praising God here on earth, but of praising his name in heaven. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. The book of Revelation draws us into a vivid and sometimes bewildering vision of heavenly worship. It is full of light and radiance, jewels and rivers, incense and praise. It sets out challenges to earthly churches and also assures us of a time when God will be all in all. It establishes the hope of no more pain or tears or death. The one who is the Alpha and Omega would draw all things to himself. And yet, the peaceable kingdom that is promised is heralded by one final battle. Today's reading depicts Michael and his angels casting out Satan, the representation of all rebellion against God. In opposition, Michael fights for God's purposes. He is the peacemaker, banishing strife and conflict. Angels also bring messages from God, including words of acceptance and strength and healing. It is Raphael, the restorer, who embodies that aspect of the angelic purpose. It is perhaps at points in our life when we are tempted to forget God and become too self-reliant that angels break into our perceptions of reality. They bring sudden and unexpected incursions of God's healing, reconciliation, and love. Perhaps their presence in our biblical narrative assures us at those times when faith feels like a struggle. They mediate between earth and heaven, both at those thin places when heaven seems present, and also at those places of agony where heaven seems absent. They are there at Jesus' birth. They are alongside him in temptation. And at the empty tomb, angels point from grief and loss towards resurrection life. Jesus uses language of angels in his parables and in his depiction of God's kingdom. Such words kindled the imagination of his hearers, and perhaps they also restore our vision when we long for peace, when we yearn for good news, when we seek healing, when we long to know and express God's presence. And Jesus uses that angelic imagery, the motif of that thin space between earth and heaven, when he encounters Nathanael. Despite his preconceptions, Nathanael finds himself drawn to Jesus. Rather than having his human prejudices confirmed, he recognizes God with us. He is shocked to discover the depth of Jesus' knowledge of him. As he had sat under the fig tree, a place of peace and teaching, he is invited and he responds. He moves from skepticism to a declaration of faith. Rabbi, you are the Son of God. But that is just the beginning. To follow Jesus is to embrace the connection between God and creation, to seek to make that manifest day by day. We are to witness to Jesus, God with us, the one who brings healing, peace, and grace to our humanity, who opens to us the things of heaven, who redeems the things of earth. Our vocation as a cathedral church is not just defined by our dedication to the Holy Spirit, with the energy that that evokes, and with that particular manifesto of gifts and fruit and virtues, but also, in some way, by the angelic. A 15-foot gilded angel stands on the top of our tower, rooted on earth, yet pointing heavenward. Carved angels adorn the building, and perhaps we only see them when we look up. Etched angels stand on our west doors, and perhaps we only see them when we look out. You will see angels ascending and descending on the Son of Man. Our calling is to celebrate when we glimpse God at work in our locality and not despise it. Our calling is to declare the truth of God in our world when justice demands it and not to resist it. Our calling is to be God's ambassadors of reconciliation and not to count the cost. Our 2020 vision puts that into an ambitious and exciting strategy, which is about people, sustainability, transformation, and the generous love of God. And all those aspirations are couched in prayer, that we may see greater things than these, the kingdom of God. Today, angels remind us of our reliance on grace, that God is the source of our strength, especially when we face adversity and change. They remind us that our vision is to proclaim the love of God, to seek his peace and his healing. As our worship ends today, may our service begin. Amen.